Shalom, אנחנו נקרא בחלק הזה.
Hello, in this part of the lesson, we're going to read selected excerpts from the sources on the topic of work and faith above reason. You can send questions to cam.tv, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Yes, Yisrael Lightman.
One of the signs of the right path of walking faith in faith above reason is that a person enters concealment, but for him, revelation and concealment are weighed in the same way. There's no preference in revelation over concealment, because both are received from the Creator, and he accepts that and nullifies himself, and then darkness and light are equal. And in that way, he becomes independent of how the Creator influences him. What's important is that he does, because he wants to receive something from the Creator. It doesn't matter what, darkness or light become the same thing for him, because for him, the main thing is the contact with the Creator. And that's what's important to him. So preparation for every lesson is that a person wakes up or awakens to the work during the day, and then he begins to examine himself. And he does that several times a day, trying to see how the state he's in right now is good, is terrific, if he accepts it as coming from the Creator and doesn't need anything besides it. And if he does, it means that he has work to do, because what's important for him is just to accept it from the Creator, and it doesn't weigh what he's receiving from the host as the guest, except that he's receiving from the host, and that's what's important to him. And if he aims himself this way to connect with the Creator, then he's ready for the right kind of lesson in the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's not by chance called the wisdom of Kabbalah, the wisdom of reception, how to receive from the Creator what the Creator wants to give. So to calibrate and aim oneself correctly and balance oneself correctly means that it doesn't matter what I receive from zero to infinity. It doesn't matter what. What matters is whom do I receive from the host. And that determines my whole attitude to everything, anything I receive. And even if I receive nothing, it's too coming from the host. And so I cling to that just as I cling to infinity. Go ahead.
Excerpt number 60 from Rabash, what to look for in the assembly of friends. The friends should primarily speak together about the greatness of the Creator, because according to the greatness of the Creator that one assumes, to that extent he gradually annuls himself before the Creator. It is as we see in nature that the small one annuls before the great one, and this has nothing to do with spirituality. Rather, this conduct applies even among secular people. In other words, the Creator made nature this way. Thus, the friends' discussions of the greatness of the Creator awaken a desire and yearning to annul before the Creator, before he begins to feel longing and desire to bond with the Creator. And because he begins to feel longing and desire to bond with the Creator. And we should also remember that to the extent that the friends can appreciate the importance of and greatness of the Creator, we should still go above reason, meaning that the Creator is higher than any greatness of the Creator that one can imagine. We should say that we believe above reason that he leads the world in a benevolent guidance. And if one believes that the Creator wants only man's best, it makes a person love the Creator until he is rewarded with, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. And this is what a person must receive from the friends. Again, the friends should primarily speak together about the greatness of the Creator, because according to the greatness of the Creator that one assumes, to that extent, he naturally annuls himself before the Creator. It is, as we see in nature, that the small one annuls before the great one. And this has nothing to do with spirituality. Rather, this conduct applies even among secular people. In other words, the Creator made nature this way. Thus, the friends' discussions of the greatness of the Creator awaken a desire and yearning to annul before the Creator, because he begins to feel longing and desire to bond with the Creator. And we should also remember that to the extent that the friends can appreciate the importance and greatness of the Creator, we should still go above reason, meaning that the Creator is higher than any greatness of the Creator that one can imagine. We should say that we believe, above reason, that he leads the world in a benevolent guidance. And if one believes that the Creator wants only man's best, it makes a person love the Creator until he is rewarded with, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. And this is what a person must receive from the friends.
האדם צריך לקבל מהחברים.
Italy 2.
Rav, quindi se parlo della grandezza del Bore con i miei amici mi sto già annullando?
Rav, if I speak of the greatness of the friends with my friends, I get strength from it?
Of course. In any contact with the friends, whatever it is, you get strength from them. Sometimes you see that it takes you down. Other times you see that it raises you up. Or sometimes the Creator, the same way, seems lower or higher in importance to you. It all depends on your importance with the friends. Alone, it's basically impossible to raise the issue of the greatness of the Creator without the friends. It's like we learned from the article that the importance is given to the society, and only through the connection with the society you get the importance of spirituality. There's no other way. So if you have strength or you don't have strength to advance, and at what speed towards the purpose of life, you should see all that as a result of your connection with the friends. And therefore, the author's envy will multiply wisdom, meaning those who want to advance in spirituality make sure that they have envy. So by that they advance. And there's no one greater or smaller with regards to that. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, who integrated with his students, what did he integrate with? Not to get knowledge from them, but importance for the goal. They were small and yearning, and he saw that towards them, he himself didn't have that yearning. It doesn't matter that he was greater. The Creator always takes the person down to a level where he has someone to absorb importance from. So if we're in a 10, first of all, try to see that the friends in the 10 long for the purpose of life more than me. That will give me strength to advance. Very important. Otherwise, how will I advance? From above, we don't advance. We are just given conditions. And the more we invest in the 10 with these conditions, then we can extract strength to advance. All right? Hebrew 10.
Good morning, Rav. The work in faith above reason bring a person to a more developed level of a gratitude, or is it something that we have to do to come to connection, to demand?
The work in faith above reason gives us spiritual vessels so that we see the world the way it is seen in the eyes of bestowal, in the eyes of the Creator. This is the result of our effort to see the whole reality in faith above reason.
So our work changes our relation?
Yes. In the force of bestowal, chasadim, to go above any personal calculation.
Buenos días, Rav. En Rav, ¿qué quiere decir que el Creador es más elevado que cualquier grandeza de él? Gracias, Rav.
He wants to say that the Creator is greater than all of his greatness, something like that. Can he please repeat it?
Repeat, please. Say it again.
¿Qué quiere decir que el Creador es más elevado que...
What is the meaning of the Creator being greater than any greatness of Him?
Meaning that we cannot appreciate the greatness of the Creator except for how much we can, but His greatness is certainly more than we can imagine to ourselves. PT 31.
A person should believe that everything that happens is the Creator doing good to him. This is what he writes. How do we connect between a situation, a bad feeling about the situation or an incident, and the understanding that the Creator is doing good to him?
I try to rise above the feeling. About this, it says, they have eyes and see not. Meaning that I don't know how my feeling really works. Is it true? Am I advancing? Yes, no. I must not accept it according to my corporeal senses. My donkey doesn't understand spirituality. It only understands what's good for it. Give it what it likes. It doesn't care about spirituality or anything.
So he learns not to relate to the feeling?
To relate to the feeling to the extent that it doesn't bother him, doesn't disturb. Meaning if a person is hungry, let him eat. Calm him down. If he's tired, let him sleep, let him rest and calm him down. Meaning, against these basic needs, it's hard for us to go against that and go in spirituality. So, first of all, calm yourself down, your corporeal donkey, and give it what it needs as much as you can, or rise above it. And where you can't, give it what it needs, but as long as it lets you engage in spirituality.
Buongiorno, Rav. La domanda è: Qual è la differenza tra ricevere la grandezza del creatore dagli amici dall'interno della mia ragione ed al di sopra della mia ragione?
We've learned it from Rabash's article that towards the friends, it is greater to accept their greatness within reason. The difference is that I need to base myself either within reason or above reason. Above reason is that I don't attain it in the corporeal vessels, but still I build spiritual vessels for the matter with faith, by faith. However, in spirituality, it's important that towards the friends, I come to this within reason. Rabash writes about it in his article about the friends, the social article. Chaver.
Good morning, Rav. My question is, what comes first? We build faith above reason, or is concealment first?
That is so connected to things that are intermittently connected to each other, it's you can't say. Basically, we need to be ready for the concealment, wanting to the concealment, because the concealment is the condition for which we can build faith above reason. Otherwise, we don't have it. If nothing is hidden, there is no faith. Everything is known within reason. Haifa 3.
Lo shomim shum davar.
We don't hear a thing.
Sorry. Should I accept the greatness of the friends in the 10 in any case? When in the 10, out of 18 people, only 3 people are attending the lesson and I'm forbidden to even call them. Do I nonetheless accept the friends as great?
Yes and no. If it's something that happens regularly, then you don't have a 10. But if it happens on occasion, then you have to check why it's happening. I'm sorry to hear that out of 18 people, only 3 are attending the lesson. You need to wake up. You need to see. I haven't heard about such incidents before. I actually keep hearing about a rise in attendance recently, that more and more people are participating in lessons. And in the tens, of course, there will be ups and downs, and waves will come and go, participating more or less people, but to have, instead of 18 people, only 3, then there I don't know what to do. You need to consult with the people who are responsible for this. Try.
And I'm forbidden to call them and wake them up, to turn to them. They're against it. What do you do with it? How should I behave so that they do not get offended?
I told you. What did I just tell you?
To consult with people what to do in this situation.
That's it. So why do you turn to me? I don't belong to that.
Okay, thank you very much and sorry. Is it correct to say that there will be concealment anyway, and the only question is how I relate to this concealment?
Of course. The whole time, concealment over the will to receive in the form that it exists within us in order to receive, it will be greater and greater. And above it, we need to build a greater and greater vessel of faith. Sure, that's how it works.
Florida.
Yes, Rav, thank you. So what does faith above reason give me?
מה נותנת לי אמונה מעל הדעת?
אמונה למעלה מהדעת נותנת לי אפשרות להתחיל
Meaning faith above reason gives me the ability to begin to see reality the way the creator sees it. To feel it, understand it, and generally see the true reality. Not within the will to receive within reason, but rather through the force of Bina, above reason. And that's how I raise the Malchut to Bina further and further each time.
Focus group.
Focus group.
He writes that when the friends speak of the greatness of the Creator, it makes him want to annul, but that he has to go more above reason, that right now what he's getting from the friends is within his reason. Why is he saying it's within his reason?
Because he sees it first within the intellect. Even when we say faith above reason, it's all an examination both in mind and feeling. I don't cancel the mind, but as I make discernments in the mind, I later decide that I rise above them.
So the greatness of the friends that we get from the friends, he first of all processes it in the will to receive, and then he has to do another act of going above reason?
Yes.
So what is this act with regard to the friends? What is this additional above reason?
That what I hear from the friends, I accept it above reason, above my reason.
Toronto 1.
Toronto 1.
Скажите, пожалуйста, если есть скрытие, есть знание.
Tell me, please. If there is concealment, is there reason? Is there knowledge? Meaning everything it is made of reason and knowledge. So what is there besides it? Concealment of what?
Besides the knowledge and importance of knowledge, reason, we also have feeling and lack thereof, let's say. And we're always in between the two. Moshe, let's continue.
Before we continue, we have an article in Shamati that focuses on